I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. With spring around the corner, we want to know what's hot in spring fashion, the next big thing. And just to mix it up a little, we like to start with the guys, because ladies, you know, we always hog the fashion spotlight. So we'll go to the gentlemen first and talk about the ladies next week. To help us get our spring fashion sense blooming, we're joined by fashion experts Michael Macko, the men's fashion director for Saks Fifth Avenue, and Adam Rappaport, style editor for GQ Magazine. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Michelle.
So, guys, you're feeling a little crusty. The winter's dragging on. You're ready for a change. Michael, is there one key item you're really going to want to have this spring to jumpstart your wardrobe?
There's a few things you're going to want to have. At Saks Fifth Avenue, we have a thing called Wanted, where it's we've selected the five items that that guys are going to want to have. You're going to want a light gray suit. You're going to want a shirt with a contrast collar and cuffs. You are going to want to have.
Hold on, I'm writing
and
this down.
That, by
I'm
that,
writing this down.
He means like a light blue shirt with like the white collar,
okay.
or there's stripes with, you know, we've seen pink collars and blue collars, or Dolce & Gabbana black collars and white shirts.
I stand corrected.
There's a few items, but we're seeing guys get dressed up again. You know, definitely the suit. You know, the suit's important for for spring. And then there's other ones like guys always need, you know. Shorts.
Well, let's take it one by one. So Adam, why don't you jump in?
Okay.
Why light gray?
Why light gray?
Yeah.
I think part of it is perhaps that kind of that Mad Men effect, if you will, Michael. If you look at that kind of early 60s James Bond, Dr. No, light gray suit, white shirt, black tie, you're never going to look better. Any guy, you wear that, you walk in a room, you'll be the best dressed guy in the room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, guys want fashion with a lowercase f. You know, guys don't want a capital. You guys don't want to be fashion.
Yeah. I think a lot of guys, Michelle, are, if I may, Michael, are more interested in style than necessarily fashion. I think, you know, there's those guys out there who do follow the trends of the runway and what's hot and whatnot. But I think most guys just want to look good.
Yeah.
And I think in the summertime and spring, I think one thing you're not going to see are socks, which Michael actually is not even wearing right now. It's about 49 degrees out here in New York.
I'm pushing the season.
He's already there.
Yeah, he's already there. But I think you've been seeing that a lot in the runways, and now you see it a lot everywhere. The guys, whether they're wearing jeans kind of rolled up a little bit with kind of dress shoes but no socks, or shorts with maybe even
let's stay down there with the feet since Michael's down there with no socks. What are on those feet? Are there any particular shoes we're going to want to look
for? He's got some
for
fancy
spring?
Shoes on.
I have some fancy crocodile shoes on today.
I got
dressed up for radio.
I had to tell them there are no cameras here. This was not being simulcast.
Are there any particular styles, like heavy sole boat shoe, anything in particular that's going to be spicy?
I think you see a couple of different looks. This suit maker, Tom Brown in New York, has been very influential. Wearing very kind of slim suits with short pant legs, and he'll wear like, you know, wingtips,
yeah,
but no socks. You'll see guys wearing just loafers, or like you mentioned, boat shoes, which are very back in style.
Back. The Sperry Topsider is absolutely back.
And all these kind of fashionable labels are making versions of the Sperry Topsider. So you wear your slim cut jeans or khakis rolled up with no sock. You basically want to show a little ankle for whatever reason, that's just kind of a cool look that probably, you know, the Italian guys have been doing for a while. Because the Italian guys always look good, and they always beat us to the punch.
But if you're going to show your ankle, if you're going to show your ankles, your ankles should be tan. They need to be tan. And I happen to have been in Florida last week, so I do have.
Yeah, that's not
ankles.
A problem for some of us. One other
tip, Michelle. Yeah, if you're a pasty white guy like Michael, you need that. Yeah, you need a tan.
But tan those ankles.
You can wear those little, what do you want to call them? Like little loafer socks or
pads? Pads, yeah.
Which are those kind of like little socks that kind of hide below the ankle. You know what I mean, Michelle? Like
I know what you mean. I'm just trying to figure out how many men in my life know about pads.
Exactly. The ladies know.
What men do I know are going to wear pads?
You know, but your feet do perspire a lot, and it's really bad for your shoes.
Okay. Moving up from the feet, I heard you say Italy and Europe. Anything interesting going on with trousers? I hear that, you know, Americans still kind of like the flat front. Is that right? Or what about pleats?
No, it's
anything going on?
It's actually the opposite. You know, there's this constant battle between flat front versus pleats. And, you know, one of the most common misconceptions most guys do make is that they equate more fabric equals more comfort, which is, you know, actually not true. You can actually be very comfortable in flat front pants, and they are absolutely more flattering on almost all men.
This is Adam, and I had a friend, a Wall Street guy, who for years resisted buying flat front pants, and his wife finally got him to buy a suit with flat front pants a few weeks ago, and he said, dude, I got to be honest, I look 10 pounds lighter. And it's not that the pants are tighter. They're just flatter. We're not saying you should go buy pants that are tight on you. Buy the correct size, but you don't need those balloony pleats out front.
Yeah, nobody needs extra fabric around the waist. No one.
Well, yes. This is something that we ladies do know. Yeah. Having reclaimed my waist from pregnancy, I am not eager to cover it up again.
Congratulations.
Yeah, every guy should try wearing flat front pants. It will take 10 pounds off.
Okay. Talk to me again about color. And I know we said we'd talk about the ladies next week, but I know that with women, they're pushing out a lot of bright colors, like the bright green and the bright yellow. What about for the guys? If you're going to go out and get a couple of nice polos, any particular colors you think are interesting? Or just, do men just not buy that way?
No, you know, color you can have fun with. You know, guys don't respond in the same way that women do to color. I mean, you know, guys love, you know, the reason guys love navy and gray and black, you know. But, yeah, you know, there's and a polo shirt is a perfect example, or a tie where you can, you know, if you're going to invest in color, you don't want to invest too heavily. You know, you don't want to buy a yellow suit, but you can buy a yellow polo shirt or a yellow tie or a, you know, yellow dress shirt. I think color should be used sparingly in men's wardrobes.
And I think you can balance that color. Like if you look at a typical gingham shirt, you know, the little check shirts that kind of look like picnic tablecloths that are very summery, you can buy one in kind of lime green or pink. And if you wear that with like a navy blazer or a gray suit, it kind of balances out the color. It's not so full on. And I think guys, you know, if you're going to have one colorful piece in your wardrobe, balance it with a very kind of solid gray, navy, black sort of piece. And I think that's an easy way to approach color. And I also think pattern, whether it's gingham or in the summertime, you see guys wearing madras shorts, which are those very kind of, how do you describe madras?
You know, classic plaid, you know. Yeah.
Patched together, very Kennedy, you know, Hyannis port sort
of. Waspy Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, and you see a lot of that in the summertime that you don't see so much in the wintertime. And I think, Michelle, if I may, I think one big thing which we've been seeing a lot of the last year, which Michael himself dresses very well in, is this very kind of classic American look where you're seeing the boat shoes and you're seeing the Oxford cloth shirt and you're seeing kind of khakis, but they're done kind of slimmer, a little bit cooler, a little bit younger, more fashion-y than stodgy, if you will.
It's actually like so classic that it's cool again. And it all depends on who the designers are in the cut. You know, and the cut is so important too in tailoring. You know, that's another hints for guys. You know, whatever you buy, you should definitely have a tailor that you work with to make sure that everything fits you appropriately.
What about denim? Is there anything interesting going on in denim that's been such a big deal for I hate to be so sexist, but with women, the last couple of years, denim.
As Adam pointed out before, yeah, it's the shorter denim, and Seven for All Mankind is one of the leading denim companies has made a jean called the Crop and Roll, and what it is, it's just a shorter inseam, and they created it because most denim comes with like a 34, 36 inseam, which is great if you have that, but a lot of guys don't have that long inseam and have to get their jeans shortened or tailored, so they've created this, it's called the Flood. It's a 32-inch inseam, and then you roll that up, and it's the Crop and Roll, and you show a little bit of that ankle that we were talking before, and that looks very cool and modern, especially with boat shoes or, you know, classic wingtip heavy loafer.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think with jeans, it's the big thing with jeans also is, you know, to age or not to age, and I think a lot of the jeans you've seen in the last year or two were that very kind of dark, unwashed, stiff denim. That was a very different look than what we saw in the 80s and 90s where everything was machine faded and washed and distressed
and blah, blah, blah.
And it's about kind of aging it yourself and buying that new pair and the creases kind of fit the creases in your legs. And over a course of a year or two, you get the nice little holes and creases and worn patches. And it's like your own custom pair of jeans instead of someone customizing them for you.
Okay, so I'm a little confused there. Are you saying that people should go for what looks freshest to you this season is the darker wash and you start out with the darker wash and you just kind of let it do its
thing? Yes, it depends. I mean, that's personally what I like, and it's a lot out there. And you make it your pair of jeans that belongs to you and no one else but you.
And I think, Michelle, to Adam's point, you know, every guy should have those, and you should have several pairs of jeans, you know, that are going through those different cycles. So you should have that old, great, comfortable pair that you wear maybe on the weekends just to lounge around with or when you come home from work. They're the ones you put on. You should have, if you're going to wear jeans out on a date or if you have casual Friday, if your workplace allows that, the denim should definitely be dark and clean, not holes and not frayed bottoms. And, you know, that just, you know, That should be left for Saturday.
what other thing, Michelle? Don't forget about white jeans, which are a great summer look. White
absolutely.
Jeans, especially at the beach with your boat shoes, or you can dress it up with like a sports coat or cotton navy blazer.
Navy blazer. Every guy looks so chic in white jeans and navy blazer. Every guy. Can't
straight,
go wrong.
Straight, simple straight leg. Yeah. Don't go for those boot. No more boot cuts, Michelle.
Yeah.
Get rid of your boot cuts.
Yeah.
Simple straight leg white jeans. And you know, you wear that with something as simple as a navy polo shirt. You can't go
you can
wrong.
Go anywhere.
I think there's some hearts pounding all over the country now, hearing this, get rid of those bootcut jeans.
Because
a lot of guys think they look pretty hot in those.
Because they think there's more fabric that equals more comfortable. It doesn't. It doesn't.
We've been banging that drum for a while now. If you have Dane Cook's phone number, give him a call right now. Let him know he needs to lose the bootcuts. All right.
Okay. If you're just joining us, we're talking about men's fashion for spring with Michael Macko from Saks Fifth Avenue and Adam Rappaport from GQ Magazine. I have to ask about the cost of jeans. Is there really a big difference between the $60 jean, the $200 jean, $600 jean?
This is Michael. There's two things that drive the cost of makes denim expensive. And we at Saks Fifth Avenue, we sell a lot of expensive denim. It's the fabric. It's if you have a Japanese fabric or Italian fabric, that's what costs. And then, as Adam pointed out before, there's a lot of machine work that goes into distressing and making actually something that's new look old, that you've had it for a long time.
Yeah.
And the older and more distressed it is, the more expensive it gets.
The ones, because you can buy good distressed and bad distressed. And the jeans, the companies that do it really well, it actually looks like it's a pair of jeans that's been around for 20 years, whether it's Ralph Lauren or whoever. And then there's those kind of cheaper companies that have those kind of spider lines on the legs that just look fake, and it's kind of embarrassing.
So bad.
If I may, Michelle, I am a guy who I argue very much for investing in a good pair of jeans, because if you find that one pair of jeans that fits you well, and I think that's the most important thing, that you're comfortable in, that fits you well, you get so much wear out of those jeans now, because you can wear them to work with the suit jacket. You can wear them on the weekends with a polo shirt, with a T-shirt. I have a pair of APC jeans, which is a French company, which probably costs a couple $100 maybe. But, you know, I wear them 4 days, 3 days, 3-4 days a week, and I've been wearing them for 2 years that much. And that's a big return on your money.
I would even say that's just a good rule of thumb for all guys, if they bought less but better, they'd be so much better off. If you bought great classic, great navy blazer, white jeans, boat shoes, great, gingham striped shirts, all the things that we're talking about, great knit ties, all in very classic colors, you always look chic. You're set. It all works. It all works together.
Yeah, but as long as it fits you well. If you buy a $2,000 suit that isn't tailored well, you might as well have thrown your money away.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We only have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to put each of you on the spot. So
Ooh. Let's
see who's going to go first. Adam, what have you bought this year that's worth splurging on? Have you bought anything this year that you maybe should have passed up?
Weirdly enough, we keep on talking about boat shoes, but I actually bought a pair recently from this company called Rogues Gallery up in Maine. And I am as unpreppy as you get, and I always, when I was a kid growing up in the 80s, I hated the whole preppy look, blah, blah, blah. They came out with a pair that's black leather with black rubber soles.
Stop it.
So it's kind of like
black
a punk rock.
Black leather boat shoes.
It's kind of like a punk rock boat shoe.
Yeah.
And I saw them, and I was just like, I have to have those. I can't believe I'm buying boat shoes. But put them on. They look great, and they're a very cool company, and they're not crazy expensive, but they're – I never thought I'd buy boat shoes, and I never thought I'd pay that much for a pair of boat shoes.
Is there
shoes.
Anything that – and I know you're in the business of, displaying fashion in the pages and so forth. But
yes.
Is there anything that you could maybe kind of skip? Most guys could kind of skip.
Without pissing off any of our advertisers.
Yeah, there is that.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on NPR. Excuse us.
We're trying to keep it real. So.
Yeah. I mean, there are some things. I'm not a big watch guy, for instance. That you see these giant oversized watches that cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. Michael's wearing one himself right now. I'll get there at one point. But listen, I pull up my Trio or my cell phone. I know what time it is, I'm not a watch guy. Maybe I will be one of these
days.
Okay.
Michael, what about you? What's worth splurging on this year? And what maybe could you skip?
Absolutely.
What have you bought?
Absolutely shoes. Absolutely shoes. And again, I think if you amortize, spending, a lot of money, crocodile Gucci loafers, do cost.
Yeah.
But if you wear them a lot, you'll get your investment out of them. And if you enjoy wearing them and people compliment you on them, as Adam did to me today, I think it's worth it. Shoes are definitely something that – and shoes are something that men should realize women notice on them also.
Absolutely. And you can't fake well-made shoes. Well-made shoes cost a lot for a reason, that they are well-made. They take a lot of effort and manpower and quality ingredients. And if you buy well-made shoes, whether they're loafers or wingtips, and you put shoe trees in them, you put taps on the heels and toes, they'll last you for a long, long time. It's a great investment and worth the money.
Okay. Yeah, Michael, so anything shoes. That maybe we could skip?
Skip. As we were talking about before, bootcut jeans, square-toed shoes. You know, the square toe is definitely it's definitely on its way out. You know, we're going for a much more elongated last, a narrow last on shoes.
Last being the shape of the shoe
itself.
Yes. But those square-toed rubber shoes that most of the guys wear with their suits, and their suits look nice, and you look down at their shoes, and you're like, dude, what are you wearing, the rubbery square-toed platypus shoe for? Come on.
Let's evolve.
Step up.
And then
I'm looking in the booth, and one of my producers is just, his head is in his hands, thinking he's going to have to throw out half his closet.
If he has a goatee, tell him to shave that, too.
He can come to Saks Fifth Avenue. We'll work with him. The other thing is more of a styling trick, but tuck your shirts in. No one is untucking anymore. Everything should be tucked in, and it'd be nice to throw a belt on.
I'm also looking in the booth, and the engineer is going, if I tucked my shirt in, I wouldn't be dressed.
The notion of wearing an untucked striped dress shirt and making you look younger, it doesn't make you look younger. It just makes you look like you're wearing a tunic and you're walking around with a bathrobe on. Tuck it in.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Hear that, man? Tuck it in.
Put a belt on, be a gentleman.
That's right. Okay, snap. Saks Fifth Avenue Men's Fashion Director Michael Macko and Adam Rappaport, the style editor at GQ Magazine. They were both kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for speaking
with
us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. We want to know what looks you like for spring. And yes, men, we are talking to you. Don't try to act like you don't care. To tell us more, or if you're just dying to see Michael Macko in his crocodile loafers without socks, go to our website at npr.org/tellmemore. You can also see what other listeners have on their minds. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That's 842-3522, area code 202.
You better work.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.